These are removal proceedings in the case of Lorenzo Palma Rodriguez, file A024863347. Today is October 24th, 2014. The respondent is present and appears pro se. The government is represented by John McPhail. Sir, what is your name?
Lorenzo Palma Rodriguez.
Okay. At your last hearing, I asked the government to investigate if you acquired U.S. citizenship through your grandfather, through your mother, to you. What has ICE learned?
Sir, when interviewing him, he's unable to provide any information that will allow us to substantiate a claim to citizenship.
Okay. Sir, were you interviewed by ICE after your hearing?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Did you provide them with information about your grandfather and your mother?
Yes, Your Honor.
What information did you provide them?
I provided my grandfather's birth certificate and my grandmother's naturalization papers, my grandfather's death certificate, and...
And you, hold on, your grandfather's birth certificate was a United States birth certificate?
Yes, yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. McPhail, what did ICE do with that birth certificate?
I only have a birth certificate for the, or certificate of naturalization for the grandmother, Esperanza Palma.
Okay, but where's the grandfather's birth certificate?
I'm not seeing it in the documents that were sent to me. No, this is another one for your grandmother. Death certificate for Lazaro.
Yeah, that's my grandfather's death certificate and birth certificate.
Yeah, birth certificate, okay.
So, do you have the birth certificate, Mr. McPhail?
I do have for Lazaro Palma, yes.
Okay, and that's your grandfather, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. McPhail, why is the government asserting that the respondent provided no useful information with respect to any acquisition claim when it's clear to this court that he provided his
evidently this information.
Go ahead.
This information came in subsequent to the interview, and the agent did not update the interview.
Okay. Well, that's really problematic, isn't it?
It can be resolved. We have the agent here this morning, and we have these documents now that can re-interview him.
Now, sir, did you also provide ICE with your mother's birth certificate?
No, Your Honor. With my mom's birth certificate, no, because the lady that I talked to, she didn't need it that. But I could get information about my mom's birth certificate.
Yes, you're going to need that as well. And your birth certificate. And keep in mind, like I said, you're going to need to prove that your grandfather resided in the United States for 10 years before your mother was born and that your mother resided in the United States for 10 years before you were born. Do you believe you're going to be able to make that demonstration?
Yes, Your Honor, but I need a little bit more time to get all that information.
Okay, I'm happy to give that to you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, you also stated that